Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Because God, I just can't do
it. Good afternoon. This is Ernestine Thurston sitting in for Minister Saret Sands this afternoon and welcoming you again to Blog Talk Radio Alpha Health Ministries. As you know, this month is National Health Month. And our guest speaker today is going to be Dr. Vera M. Stevens. Dr. Stevens is founder of Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center, Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization, 501(c), and since 2000, along with her husband, Mr. Kevin L. Stevens, who's senior vice president. They work together in the community on health education, along with other health issues that they address. Dr. Vera Stevens possessed the unique qualities of leading others with a velvet glove, helping others to reach their potential and motivating individuals to live a healthy lifestyle, regardless of the task at hand. While running the center on a part-time basis, Dr. Stevens continued her health care profession in nursing. Soon realizing that there was much work to be done at the center, she retired and dedicated her time fully to the operation of the center. Dr. Stevens is very much involved in the community with health education. Throughout her career, she has received numerous awards, certificates, and degrees in nutrition, fitness training, nursing, business administration. She has a bachelor's and master's degree, as well as a doctorate of theology from Jacksonville Theological Seminary School. Without further ado, I present to you Dr. Vera Stevens. Dr. Stevens?
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
You're on live.
You're online.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Dr. Stevens?
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, and you're on live. I did the intro. I told them about your foundation, the Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center, and that it was a nonprofit organization and a 501c3. I apologize. We had a little difficulty with the connection and getting you on. We're on live now, and without further ado, I again present to you Dr. Vera Stevens. Dr. Stevens, take it away.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on the show this afternoon. It's I don't take it lightly. Yes, we are from, my name is Dr. Vera Stevens. I am from, actually, we have a name change. Currently, it was Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center with the nonprofit organization 501c3, which we have a name change now, which is Stevens Health and Nutrition Center, which is a nonprofit organization, same. 501c3.
Awesome.
And we are located in the city of Miramar, Florida.
Okay. So we'll make that notation, and you're going to talk to us a little today about health and nutrition?
Yes. Like I say, I thank you all so much for having me on the show, and thanks to the listeners that are listening in. We are, like I said, we are a nonprofit organization. We are, you know, with a 501c3 where we deal with our different issues here. We have different programs here with our company. Now, our main focus is nutrition. Of course, you know, if you're dealing with any other sickness or diseases or anything, you know, of course, you know you're going to have to change the food that's in your diet. Now, when we talk about diet, changing the food in your diet, we're not talking about, you know, a diet per se. We just talking about changing the food that's in your diet. So that's our main focus, that's our main program that we have. We deal with nutrition with all, you know, ages and all nationalities, as well as we have another program, which is for battered women and girls as well as men as well. So we have quite a few programs. But like I said, our main program is nutrition, and we have this program where we teach nutrition monthly, first and second Saturday of each month. So we do deal with that with all nationalities and all ages. And we just go from A to Z with, talking about, you know, the importance, how important it is to, change your eating habits. And when we say change your eating habits, we're not talking about just changing your eating habits for, you know, a couple of weeks or a couple of months, or saying that, okay, well, I have high blood pressure, just using this for an example. I have high blood pressure, and I have changed my eating habits. So once my blood pressure, you know, go back to a normal range or normal level, then it doesn't mean that you have to go back to your bad eating habits. We teach on this because you have to change your eating habits for life in order for a healthy life and healthy living. So this is what we do here.
Right. So you're telling us that in teaching nutrition, that when we say changing, we're not really dieting, we're changing our eating lifestyle to be more healthy and more nutritious. I think that's what I'm hearing you say, right?
And we're changing. We are talking about changing your eating habits for life, not and that, because, you know, through my experience and knowledge, I've seen and I've heard people say, I'm just going to use this for an example. Well, I'm going to just eat salads all week long, or 1 month, or I'm just going to eat no carbs or something like that. And when I go lose the weight that I want to lose, or if I have high blood pressure or diabetes, I just change for a certain period of time. And then once my blood pressure go back to a normal level, then I can just go back to my old eating habits, because I haven't had this in a long time. So, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about changing your eating habits for life, like it's an everyday living.
Right. And that's something you teach on a continuous basis at your center, at the Stevens Health and Nutrition Center.
Yes, this is we start from like the basic part of nutrition, and we go all the way through. It's like it's basic. We start from the basic, and like I said, we do not teach diet. We do not teach anything fad, like, you know, drink this drink and eat this, eat a certain food, and you're not eating that. Everything is like a balance. So we don't talk about a crash diet or anything like that. We're talking about all natural food, changing your eating habits for a lifestyle. Because if you do that, just say for instance, if you do that, if you change your, just use this for an example again. If you're having a problem, you know, if you're overweight or something like that, or I'm just using this example. If you are overweight, you want to do something special, then, you know, if you change your eating habits for a lifestyle, everything else will fall into place. You will lose the weight that you need to lose or that you want to lose. Your blood pressure will drop. Your blood sugar, everything will go back to a normal range, and you don't have to go into the stage of dieting and eating stuff at a certain amount of food, and you don't eat this and you don't eat that. So this is why we teach what we teach and why we teach it.
Awesome. Now, this applies to all age levels, or do you start at a certain I know you say do you deal with young ladies and girls as well as the adult?
Yes, we do. Young ladies, girls, boys, men, and women at all ages. But of course, you know, with the kids, we have to keep them on that level. We teach on their level because you can't, you know, per se. Of course, we teach in the same thing, but it's just certain things we teach on that level. So if we have kids, you know, because we have a kid program, so we have to keep them. Teach them on their level. Although we invite the parents to come in with the child, or the, you know, when we have the classes for the kids, or vice versa, or the child can come in the class with the parents, so everybody can be on the same page. Although we are teaching the child on a different level.
That's awesome. Now, is there a fee for this, or is it?
Well, no, there is not a fee. The class is free, but you just have to pay for the workbook.
Okay, that's awesome, Dr. Stevens. That's awesome, and so much needed, because we do need to change our lifestyle of the way we eat, and that would definitely improve our health. And that's what I'm hearing you say. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now, I noticed you also mentioned that you have a battered women and girls program. So if you want to talk a little bit about that, I know this is National Health Month, but also, you know, battered women being protected and being helped, that's part of our health too, because, you know, if you're battered or abused, then that's a damage to your health. So if you want to share a little bit of that, by all means do so.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I fully agree, because if you know, being battered and being abused, and you know, it's my research and from what I'm hearing, you know, across, you know the different cities and states, there's a large number of women and men and boys and girls that are being battered. So And once you are in that area, you know, you can't really focus on anything. You just can't really focus on eating, changing your eating habits, because you know you're focusing on you're going to be abused, you've been abused, and how you get out of it, and why did you get in it in the first place? All these type things. So all of this ties in to that with the nutrition. So we have that program, and this program is an 8-year program. This is our 8th annual conference, education conference luncheon that's coming up July the 16th of this year. So we teach and we educate, and, you know, we help the women, because men are, you know, because, you know, there's quite a few, but they're just in denial, and you don't hear about it with men like you hear about it with women. So all of these of being, you know, battered and abused, even with the elderly, even with the kids, and even animals abuse. So, you know, it's so many different types of abuse and how they are being abused. So this is what we do. We come together once a year with a big, you know, a nation, big conference where we, you know, bring someone in to help us, you know, with these women, and, you know, and just, you know, just help them to get out. And if they're in it, you know, help them to stay out and, you know, prevent those that are not in it, teach them and educate them so they won't go into that, because a lot of times they don't even realize that they are going into that situation. So if we give them tips on going into that situation, then they will know in advance, okay, well, I heard about this little thing and it's about to enter into my life, so I won't, I'm aware of these things if it happens to me. So this is basically what we do at this conference, and it's, you know, it's very well needed as well.
It certainly is, because then that will give them signs, and they will know, you know, when they see the certain things happening and occurring, you know, how to address or what to look for, and to realize, like you say, to become more proactive. And so if
exactly.
they're not in that situation, they won't get into it. Awesome. Now, if I know you said you're located in Broward, but if you want to give information on your location or phone number, if someone wanted to get more information from you, or they wanted to visit the center regarding the nutrition, health, and fitness, how would they contact the Stephen Health and Nutrition Center? If you want to give further information on that, please do
so. We are located at 3600 South State Road 7, Suite 306, and that's Miramar, Florida, 33023, or if you would like to visit us on the website, we are at StephensHealthAndNutrition.com, or you can call us at 954-964-5477 locally. If you're out of the area, it's 1-877-912-5433.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing. And if there's anything else you want to share on healthcare or nutrition and physical fitness, now, do you address exercise at all at your center as a part of the healthy lifestyle?
Well, at the moment, we don't do that here at the center. But what we are working on in the future, the near future, starting
mm-hmm.
program. Now, we've done that in the past, but, you know, due to people's schedule and our location and, you know, different things came about, so it's been on hold, but we have been doing that, you know, one-on-one. We go to your home or your business or wherever you know, are located, we can do that. But as of now, at the center, no, we're not doing it, but we do teach you how to do it and where to go, because you don't really, really have to go and sign up at a gym in order to get some type of exercise in. But we do tell you and give you tips at home, walking exercises, and, you know, tips on how to get started and based on your schedule and, you know, so those type things. So that's what we teach, you know, outside of that.
Awesome, because that way, yeah, because a person doesn't necessarily have to go into a gym to exercise. So if you're tying in fitness tips and exercise tips along with the nutrition, that's helping us to really change our lifestyle, because nutrition, like you said, is a lifestyle change. And to be healthy, we have to not go on a fad diet or anything, but really take a look at what we're seriously eating and make it a lifestyle change. And that's what I hear that you're saying your center does, and that's an awesome thing.
Yes, yes. And like I said earlier, when we teach, we teach. You don't have to. Now, with me, when I changed my eating habits some years ago, many, many years ago, I just changed my eating habit cold turkey. Okay, everything just changed right away, immediately. Of course, I still, you know, there are still things that, you know, we all have to work on. Learning is never, you know, outdated. So, but everyone is different. Everyone is different. You don't have to just stop everything cold turkey like some people do. Like, say, for instance, just use this example. Some people that smokers, well, some people just stop smoking cold turkey, where some people have to gradually do this and they have to do that in order to stop. Well, with nutrition, okay, well, we start with your shopping, with your reading your food labels. Once you learn how to read your food labels, then you can learn how to do your grocery shopping, because if you don't know how to read food labels, then when you go to grocery shopping, you're not going to understand what to get and, you know, how to read this and how to read that. So you're just going to just put stuff. So this is where we start with, learning how to read your food labels, and then you can take it from there. And once you learn how to read your food labels, then it'll better help you to do your grocery shopping. It'll help you to better prepare your meals. It will help you better to make better food choices when you go out to the restaurant, when you go to parties, or when you go to different business meetings or any type of events. It'll help you to choose. So now, if you're going to fast food restaurants, of course, not fast food restaurants, but fast food places, well, a lot of those places you need to know, okay, well, if I'm going to pick up me a burger, well, then you need to know, how is this burger prepared? Well, how much salt is in it? How much sugar is it? How much this and how much that and how much grease and that type of stuff? So reading your food labels is the key to help you to make better food choices.
Awesome, because then that way, because I know sometimes you say, okay, you eat more fruits, you eat more vegetables, and sometimes we grab a can or something, maybe it's a can of fruit or whatever. But if we don't look at that label, instead of it helping by eating that, we could be making the situation worse. So reading the food labels, that's great, because that was something that I had to learn, because I figured, okay, well, you know, this thing, because some of the things they say, even with the boxes of cereal that, or the boxes of fruit or whatever, that says, you know, that it's healthy or low calories. But sometimes that low calorie has a lot of sugar. So,
When it says low calorie, so this is another thing that a lot of people's not, you know, you're not aware of. If it says low calorie, then it means low calorie. But then you have to look at something else. You have to look at the salt. You have to look at, you know, all of the fat. You have to look at all of those things, because if it says low, and this is another example, if you see something says, okay, well, fat-free. Well, yes, it says fat-free, and it means fat-free. It means that it has no fat. But then what about the salt?
Right. So teaching us how to read labels, and all, that's an excellent start as to the nutrition, health and nutrition, and actually becoming healthy and fit. And that I am so, you know, glad to talk with you today and to have you share this information with the listeners as I fill in for a minister this afternoon, because a lot of times we don't realize that if we see something that say low calorie or no fat, that it really is not as nutritious as we think it is. So this is great. Great. Well, Dr. Stevens, it certainly has been a wonderful sharing with you today, and I really appreciate your coming on. And if you want to give that address and phone number one more time, we have a couple of minutes left, so please do so now.
Yes, we, like I said earlier, we are located at 3600 South State Road 7, and that's Miramar, Florida, 33023, and we are in Suite 306. And if you'd like to visit us on the website, you can visit us at StevensHealthAndNutrition.com. Or if you like, you can send us an email at StevensHealth2000@gmail.com. Or you have another option. You can call us inside of the area, 954-964-5477, or toll-free outside of the area, 1-877-912-5400. 5433, and we would just love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate your coming on today. I hope the listeners get that information and record it. Health and nutrition is such a vital part of our everyday existence, and we thank you, Dr. Stevens, and on behalf of Minister Sterrett Sands, I appreciate your coming on today, and you, God bless you. God bless our listeners, and you guys have a great, wonderful afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike, for having me on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sterrett Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.